a great supporter of the anti-war movement here in Britain, a barrister of law, a QC, Michel Mercier.
May I tell you, as I stand from here and you can stand, there are over 200,000 people today. Big cheers! Big cheers! Big cheers! I must tell you, this is a fantastic day for democracy. This is a fantastic day for peace. Thank you. Thank you, the Stop the War Coalition. Thank you, MAB, for bringing these thousands upon thousands of people. Thank you. And I tell you why it is particularly important. Because anybody watching Western media would have thought that the war is over. Sadly, the war is not over. I will tell you why, because there are people dying as we speak today. There are children dying as we speak today. There are women dying as we speak today. But they are not only dying in Iraq. The war in Iraq was beyond question, and I speak as a lawyer, was illegal, immoral, and unlawful. And let me tell you, when they talk about Iraq being in breach of Security Council resolutions, there is one country which has breached every single resolution, and that is called Israel. It's the only country which has breached every resolution. And if the West, particularly Mr. Bush, is determined to bring war criminals to trial, he does not need to find Saddam Hussein. He can find people who he can put on trial. There are three people, I will tell you. Sharon, Mutayat, and Sharon. The crimes that these people have committed are incredibly in clear breach of international law. As we speak today, the Israeli occupation of the land of Palestine is continuing. It is an evil beyond belief, because unlike any other occupation, it's an occupation which has a plan to uproot the people from their homes. And what I want you to do to me, I want you to shout so that the people in Palestine can hear you today. I want you to say, shout with me, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free!
Free, free
Palestine!
Free, free!
Let me finish my words with this important statement to you. In the name of the people of Palestine, in the name of the people of Iran, we thank you all. We thank the great British people for your support for freedom. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.